So heisst die Show Radio Terra Incognita und heute bei uns im Studio hat jetzt Platz genommen Dilona Maras. Welcome and thank you very much for this very groovy music. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here.
Who is Ilona? Tell us a little bit about you.
Ilona is probably still one lost girl in this world who is trying to find herself in everything and everywhere, but definitely the most in music, in my passion. Ilona is someone who landed in Switzerland some years ago and can say that this is my adopted home. That I really much enjoy in all possible ways, from the nature, people, culture, and definitely for I enjoy it in a sense of my passion and music, and that means that I found kind of my corner here and my people here, and I'm very happy for that.
That sounds amazing. But where are you originally from?
So originally I come from Montenegro. People who probably follow me know that already, but I am also, because of my music, I guess, I am very much influenced by Balkan melodies and so. And I'm also half Russian because my mom is Russian. But I grew up in Montenegro, and after that I moved for my studies to Greece. And from Greece, here we go. There was Switzerland, there was Dubai, and
what
there
did you
was,
study?
I studied actually tourism management as to begin with, and then I moved to marketing. And I worked many years in marketing, events, and somehow music was always part of me, and especially then through work, as I was doing many bands, I was exposed to many different events with DJs, and I was also in charge for DJs. So somehow I started throwing my eyes on the DJ booth, and it was inevitable that I will spin at some point.
And with which tracks you started to DJing with?
Well, believe it or not, my first tracks that I was DJing with were tracks very... let's say that I was very much at the moment when I started DJing, I was very much influenced by the Middle Eastern melodies. And back in the days, and that would be starting 2007 and 8 when I was living in the Middle East, let's say my first episode of Middle East, I was very much influenced by compilations of Budabar. And when I first was giving the decks to DJ, I actually was DJing that. I think I was like so lost that I had this opportunity to DJ. And
Budabar is something similar to Café del Mar. Right?
Yes, I would say very similar in a sense of the vibe, but they're definitely more versatile. In a sense, they definitely take more from Asian culture and Middle Eastern culture. So I came, my first gig was in Zurich, and I came completely with that repertoire.
So you came from the Middle East. Where in the Middle East?
In Dubai.
In Dubai, okay.
In Dubai, yeah. I lived in Dubai for 3 years, and after that I moved here, and then I started... Yeah, I started playing. I asked one bar to just to invite me for a little bit.
It's quite a different between Dubai and Zurich.
Oh, it was such a shock for me in all possible ways. In all possible ways. I was completely lost. But it was good. I was very different. I was very different when I came here. And I think this was interesting for people. I was with my mind different, and because I came young, fresh, and you know, full of completely different different background and a different vibe in that year. And I'm very happy and lucky that people accepted me as that. Yeah. So
you said as a DJ you're always prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, I said something like that today, right?
And how did you prepare yourself for these sets of today?
Well, when I say I'm always prepared, I must say it's simple as that. I am just DJing so often, which I'm really grateful for, and I DJ at so many different places that I'm kind of always prepared. Like, because I prepare clearly for most of my sets, and... then if someone would probably wake me up in the middle of the night and say, okay, go there and play this, I would be like, yeah, sure, I'm ready. So that's why I always say I'm very well prepared, because there is just a lot of work behind it. And as I said, I'm lucky in the past couple of years, I've been given, and I had good gigs, and I had a lot of gigs, and yeah, my USBs are just simply always ready. So, you know, and it's just that feeling when I come to a place, I definitely always prepare something. I have in my mind what I want to play. Certainly I want to play. However, very often it goes different ways, and I for sure improvise a lot, because I have to feel the place, I have to feel the crowd. And if there is no crowd, I still have to feel the room, I have to feel the space, and also how I feel. So then I just let it go. I know a lot of music, which is great, and that helps me obviously to direct the set in a nice and proper way.
And you do this with two kids. They are very small.
Yes, they are. It was also, I never knew what's going to happen with once they come to world. And it's really funny, but I was always While I was pregnant, I was always saying, I'm going to do this for as long as it brings me joy and it doesn't harm me and it doesn't harm them, let's say. And then it was so funny. I was growing and growing, obviously, and people were seeing me bigger and bigger.
Well,
and
you were not DJing at that time.
I was. You were. Okay. I was. I was 7 months pregnant when I DJed at the street parade 2 years ago. And people were like, no way. Is she pregnant? No way. You're crazy. I was like, do I have a go from my doctor? Yes, you do have a go. For as long as you're not playing drums, they said, you can go and DJ. Make sure that it's not too loud in the DJ booth. And for as long as, of course, I followed that with my doctor and she was letting me go to do it and I was feeling quite well. And I was so happy and I was really grateful to the nature that allowed me to also to my body that allowed me to do all this. And then, you know, people were expecting me to disappear for a while. And I was kind of a feeling almost a little bit ashamed to say, okay, guys, I don't make official statement. Okay, I'm out. No, I will just like see and I will go with the flow. And it's really a funny story. And I had my kids and both of them, because they happen quite fast, one after the other. And I felt really comfortable and good. And after I gave birth, in agreement, you have to have support to do this, obviously, especially when you have small kids. In agreement with my man, we were like, okay, can I sneak out for a couple of hours and play here and there? Yes, you can. And will you support me? Yes, I will. And that's it. And at the moment I felt comfortable to do that, which was 10 days after I had my kids, I was out there. It was great because you can, if you're, of course, DJing locally, and you have these little monsters, and of course you want to get out a little bit of that mummy time, and it's just, it feels good to be out. I think it's just healthy for everyone.
Yeah, you're not also a very good DJ, you're also a producer. So you're still producing, and tell us a little bit about...
Yes, I definitely was more active with producing before the kids and before everything. And I was making quite some tracks from 2017 and on. And then there was a little break, I must say. And I think I was also a little bit searching for my style, where I want to go. I was influenced by many things. I was influenced also by the change of the country. I was influenced with the environment that I was given. I played also different things, and I played at so many different places, and I started being influenced completely with different stuff. I at some point I was really, from all these melodic things, I became so dry and a little bit not really recognizing where I want to go, what I want to be. But then somehow when the things got clearer, I set again and I started again, and I brought some music in the past 2 years. I had a couple of releases. And
so what is the typical Ilona sound?
The typical Ilona sound is a very driving, at the moment, very driving techno sound, sound that moves. I don't enjoy... I enjoy if I'm to analyze a little bit my set or my tracks that I play, they're usually not super big breaks, and so there are drops there. I like that little kick that gives people. I like to like bring them a little bit down, then to bring them back again. But the set would be definitely a mix of a groovy techno, let's put it this way, with a lot of vocals, a lot of melodies, but really like kind of a shuffling between some groovier stuff where you can constantly dance. You don't have to really like have a deep breath with each track, but you can definitely move, because I love dancing, and that's what I'm trying to make people do.
So you're gonna play a few of your own songs in the next part of your set?
Yes, I will. I definitely will. I'm happy to share some of my productions.
Cool. What is something that you would like to do that you haven't done?
I would, well, what I would like to do is I would like to, musically, I would like to produce an ambient album. I think I love ambient music. I would like that I make time to do that. But somehow I think the whole environment, it's like influencing me to make the club tracks, because that's how I get recognized. That's what people listen. I play in the clubs. But as soon as I would get some time, more time, I would really love to make some so very slow sound, and sound that you listen when you want to relax. And I think that's one thing, musically. Other than that, if you're asking me in general, oh, probably there's many things. Oh, I don't know where to begin. Was that the question? Something that I would do, something that I didn't do in general? Okay. Well, if you ask me something, I think since I have kids, I became really a big crowd. So all my dreams about things like some adventurous things like bungee jumping and stuff like that, it goes out from the window. So I am back in the co-driver's seat. I want to be really safe and secure. But I would like to, it's nothing crazy really, but I would like definitely to visit some far countries that I thought I would never do. I would like to something unusual, what I would like to do, and that was actually my kind of a, not dream, but it was my wish, is to learn how to fly a plane. I would love to do it.
Wow.
Now, it goes a little bit with the fear that I don't know if I would dare to do something like that. But I watched recently a very nice documentary of one girl who did it, and I see how controlled that is, and maybe I dare myself to do that when I have time.
Big goals, yes, in front of you.
Yeah. This, and I also found out that this takes a little bit of time, but not as much as I thought. I thought you have to do all this schooling to become a pilot, but pilot of a small plane. Let's not go too crazy, you know, like something.
Now you're a mother. You take care of kids, of a household, and where exactly is the time that you can produce music?
It's the night.
It is the night.
It's actually